With SRN News, I'm John Scott. TikTok could be gone in the coming months. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit has ruled that the law which requires TikTok to break ties with its China-based parent company ByteDance or be banned by mid-January is constitutional. TikTok and ByteDance, another plaintiff in the lawsuit, expected to appeal to the Supreme Court, though it's unclear whether the court will take up the case. America's job market rebounded in November, adding 227,000 workers, the unemployment rate at 4.2%, according to the Labor Department. Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antoni tells the Salem Radio Network the increase in hirings from October to November doesn't tell the whole story.
That still doesn't reconcile the big drop we've seen the last several months in the number of people employed, the number of people with jobs. And so, unfortunately, that means for December, we're still looking at probably another tough month for the labor market.
Economist E.J. Antoni. Also at SRNNews.com and Consumer News, Stellantis recalling more than 3,000 Ram heavy-duty pickup trucks. It's because a faulty part could cause certain braking and tracking systems to fail.
The trucks in question are all model years 2017-2018 and include the Ram 2500, 3500, 4500, and 5500. Stellantis said it will advise customers who may be affected about when they can get service, and it'll be free. In addition to recent recalls, Stellantis has been struggling with falling sales that have led to layoffs and contributed to ballooning inventory on dealer lots. Last quarter, Stellantis reported that net revenues plunged 27% from the same period a year ago. I'm Rita Foley.
This is SRN News. A lawsuit over a doll and a website.
A South Carolina woman has filed suit against Mattel for leading her young daughter to internet pornography. It all began with the packaging for the company's dolls based on the characters in the Broadway musical Wicked. The box included a message urging kids to visit the Wicked website, but when they did, they arrived at an online porn destination. Mattel blames a misprint on the box and has since recalled the dolls. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The LPGA and USGA have decided that men will not be able to play on the women's golf tour, even if they're living as women. Prior to this, the LPGA allowed men who had undergone sex change operations to play the women's tour. But female golfers protested, pointing out that that surgery does not diminish a man's physical advantages. A growing number of sports leagues are grappling with transgenderism. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the closing of a federal prison.
The Federal Bureau of Prisons told employees and Congress the women's prison in Dublin, California, and its deactive minimum security prison camps in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Colorado, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Florida are shutting down. The reasons being given are inadequate staffing and high costs. 7 months ago, the California prison was temporarily closed in the wake of staff-on-inmate abuse that led to the moniker Rape Club. Hundreds of people who were incarcerated at FCI Dublin are suing the agency. The Bureau of Prisons says this is not downsizing. It is committed to finding jobs for every affected employee. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Colorado two-way standout Travis Hunter named the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. And Buffalo's quarterback Shedeur Sanders, the top offensive player. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.